Every day, the 7th and 8th graders at Augusta's new Wildland School will need things like binoculars, rain gear, digital cameras, canoes, data collection devices, and computers. In winter, they'll need a warm coat and maybe snowshoes. Wildland's coordinator and high school science teacher Paul Tweed says charter schools like this are designed to nurture learning without bells ringing to mark changing classes every hour. Rather, this is project-based learning that seems to spark renewed interest in learning for a wide variety of students.
When you provide them with a different environment, a different context, perhaps a sense of purpose of being somewhere outside, somewhere new, maybe feeling a little special about what they're doing, they can move from being that kind of non-interested, you might even call some of them lazy, I suppose, but they become a part of a team. They become part of something that's grander than their typical school.
The school joins just a handful of green charter schools in the state. Students will have access to a state-of-the-art laboratory at Beaver Creek Citizen Science Center and a mobile lab to take them to work in any setting on the 420-acre site. Rick Koziel is director at Beaver Creek Reserve.
It has some restored prairies on it. It has some old stands of timber that are there, some agricultural property. It's really at the headwaters of Beaver Creek, which is a unique opportunity to study what happens at the top of a watershed, and the reserve is located at the bottom of the watershed, so to speak. So it's really a neat way to be able to look at that whole watershed system.
Students are required to pass the same tests as students in regular classrooms. That means math, reading, social studies, and history must be part of the curriculum. The executive director of the Wisconsin Charter Schools Association, Sen Brown, says environmental schools teach, for example, the history of war.
You'll study World War I and World War II and the Civil War and the importance of that, but your historical benchmarks may be more environmental events over time. That's just one way that these schools might be a little different.
Meanwhile, the number of charter schools opening this week is at 182, up from 161 last year. Sen Brown says half are designed for at-risk students, but some others focus on language, and Oshkosh has an aviation charter school. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.